This is Ryan Fried for Kinship Radio, and today we're excited to have Michael Franzese joining us to talk about his upcoming appearance at our Spearhead Summit. Michael, thanks for being with us today.
Well, thanks for having me.
So Michael, I hear your story is incredibly transformative. And so without giving too much away, can you share a little bit of how your journey to faith began?
Sure. Well, I think many people know that, you know, it started for me back in Brooklyn, New York, where my dad was the underboss of the Colombo crime family. And I grew up in that life. My dad was a very prominent figure, had a lot of media attention, constantly under investigation by the authorities. So I grew up in that atmosphere. And eventually my dad drew a 50-year prison sentence, a federal sentence.
Wow.
And at the age of 19, I was a pre-med student at that time. A decision was made for me that I would try to help my father get out of jail. So, you know, basically he proposed me into the life, and I became a recruit at the age of 20, and I became a made man myself at the age of 24. So that's how the journey started for me.
So at the Spearhead Summit, the title of your message is From the Godfather to God the Father. What's an important lesson you're hoping the men will learn?
Well, you know, it's all about transformation. I mean, I myself became a pretty, you know, highly sought out figure in that life from law enforcement. I was arrested 18 times. I was indicted 7 times. I had 2 federal racketeering cases, one brought on by Rudy Giuliani. I was, you know, featured in Fortune magazine as one of the 50 most powerful mob bosses in the country. And I only say this to give my people the extent of my involvement in that life. I mean, I was totally entrenched in that life. I believed it the right thing to do, and it was something that was important to me because it was, you know, part of what my dad was part of. So I was totally entrenched in that life. And then at some point in time, without getting into the whole story, I met a young woman that's now my wife of 39 years, and her mom were very devout Christians. I fell in love with her and decided to try to walk away from that life, not because of her faith or because I was adopting that faith, but because I was in love with her, and I didn't want to put her through the destruction that my own family went through and that so many families go through. Of people that are involved in that life. And so as a result, I took a plea on a big racketeering case, a fraud case. I got a 10-year prison sentence. I had $15 million in restitution. I had my own plane and helicopter at that time. I surrendered all that to the government. I married this young girl, and I went off to prison 3 months later. I ended up doing eight years in prison. But it was my prison experience at one point in time that really started to lead me towards the Lord. I was in lockdown for almost 3 years. They had me in solitary confinement. Government was very upset with me. They tried to make me a cooperating witness. I wouldn't agree to that. And they kind of gave me the business when I was in prison. And it was during my time in solitary that I really turned to the Lord. And for me, it was very significant because being a person out on the street, and having gone to trial 5 times, evidence was a you know, major factor in my life. I thought in terms of evidence. I was always trying to prove, you know, something one way or the other, and evidence was always the answer. So I really studied the Bible during that 29 months that I was in lockdown. And I had my wife send me in several books on all different faiths because I was really in a search for the truth because I thought at one point I'd never get out of prison. And to make a very long story short, I came out of prison without a doubt that the Bible was God's word and that Jesus was my risen Savior. That happened in 1995. I went through that experience from 91 to 95 when I was in solitary during that time. And for the past 25 years, you know, God has only strengthened that belief in my life. And I like to tell people, especially the men, I'm not the perfect Christian. You know, I still sin at times. You know, I have my weak moments. I don't live in a pattern of sin, and, you know, the difference in Christians, and I want people to understand that, we're not perfect, but we are saved. We don't live in a pattern of sin. When we do sin, we have a God conscience, we repent, we ask for forgiveness, and we go on and do better. And, you know, it's important for people to understand that the transformation is really from the inside out. It's from a relationship with Jesus. It's not trying to follow rules and regulations of our faith. It's getting closer to Jesus, who then transforms us from the inside out And things that were desirable for us at one point that might have been sinful, we don't have those sinful desires anymore. So that's what I've learned. That's what I've experienced. That's what I share. And I try to make people understand that if God can forgive me, and I really believe he has, and not only forgive me, but give me my life, my freedom, a wife that I adore, children I love, a ministry that I really never asked for. It was just God's plan and purpose for my life. If he can do all of this for me, then, he will do it for anyone and everyone who seeks him. And that's been my message, and I've been delivering it for 25 years now at over 2,000 appearances all across the world. And I plan to deliver it to these men, and I know God will do his work from that point on, and people will walk out of there differently.
Amen. Well, Michael, I'm excited to hear the rest of the story. So we're not perfect, but we are saved. I love it. So, hey, this is we've been talking to Michael Franzese. He'll be our speaker at the Spearhead Summit coming up on September 28th. Thank you, Michael, for joining us today.
Well, make all you men understand that's an offer that no one should be refused. So let's hope we get them all out there and we have a great time that night. I know God always shows up, and we'll all have a great time. We'll all be blessed, and that's the idea.
Amen. For more details and registration, you can visit kinshipradio.org. Thanks, Mike.
All right, my friend.